the weekend warrior. Anthony Dockrell's in. Look, I was away for the weekend. I paid absolutely no attention to anything that was going on in the news, deliberately avoided it. In fact, this is why I need the weekend warrior today, because I think I probably missed a fairly zingy 48 hours, at a rough guess.
Oh, yeah. Interesting weekend, Nick. I think the big news is that we're still here.
That is, that's
3 weeks of Trump and we're still here. After the first week, I didn't see this week coming. You know, this segment used to be really easy before Trump came along. Now it's like trying to find the subtext in 50 Shades of Grey every weekend. So look, I'm only going to talk briefly about Trump. I think we've all had our fill already. His black hole, which common sense cannot escape, collapsed on itself on the weekend. A federal judge has overturned his executive order blocking travel from 7 countries and refugees coming to America. Now, the president did what anyone would do at times like this. He spoke to some of the best constitutional lawyers in Washington. Actually, I'm joking. No, he went on Twitter and bagged the judge. Same-sex marriage popped its head up on the weekend. This looks like there's some moves within the government to have a free vote.
There's
a few people pushing for this. Tony Abbott, of course, popped up on the weekend. You missed that, Nick. I'm sorry.
I'm very sad about that. He's my favourite leader of the opposition ever.
Yeah, now, he made the point that, you know, that the government took the plebiscite to the election, so it can't go back on its word. Even though a week ago he was saying that the government should drop renewable energy targets, which they took to the election as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Tony.
It's 2017, isn't it?
It is, last time I checked.
Yeah, and same-sex marriage is still not legal in this country.
It is not.
You know, my five-year-old on the weekend was telling me that she had an argument with a friend at preschool about whether girls can get married. And I had to explain to her, that in Australia they can't. They can around the world, but not right now.
That is shocking.
Having to explain that to a five-year-old.
That really is depressing.
Yeah. Malcolm, if you're listening, you know, you're not probably going to see the year out, let's be honest. He's not going to make it.
He's not.
Why don't you do one thing that actually matters?
One thing that we know you're on board for.
Yeah. Affects hundreds of thousands of people. Be so simple. Just do it. Pauline Hanson on the weekend.
Why are you doing this to me?
I know. You missed, yeah. You should go away more often.
Yeah, I should.
She laid out her plan for a better Australia. Unfortunately, this plan didn't include her moving to Turkey to open up a fish and chip shop on Gallipoli Beach. Her vision for the country would be to cut the number of politicians, introduce an Australian identity card.
Good.
Get rid of the GST and cut the tax rate to 2%.
Look, the GST, I might be vaguely on board with.
2%. I'm almost speechless just saying that number, 2%. She also wants everyone to sign a prenup before they get married. That way, you know, there won't be any dispute about who gets the VHSs and the kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 20 years from now. This is meant to free up courts, because we know prenups never end up in courts, do they?
No, never. There's never been an issue with the prenup. They're legally binding. Everything's fantastic.
She's still calling for a royal commission into Islam.
Just still. Islam.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. I'd like to have a royal commission to whether Pauline Hanson actually has a brain.
I'd like a royal commission into the Sultan's table on Emerald Road and why their cabbage rolls are so delicious.
I'm actually thinking of running at the next election on a platform of building a wall around Queensland. I mean, to quote Trump, Queensland is not sending us its best.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's, but you know, Malcolm Roberts, Pauline Hanson, I think enough is enough.
I think you could be right. I always thought it was going to be Western Australia that would secede and we'd have West Australia and Australia, but maybe it's going to be FNQ.
Yeah. Let's hope. And that was the weekend.
Thank you very much for that. I don't know why I'm thanking you for that. I didn't need to know any of that information. It was horrible.